It's Monday, June 23rd, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbeen. Economist Gabriel Erastes has urged the government to prioritize skills development, scientific literature, and market analysis before considering the nationalization of key sectors. Speaking to our news team, Erastes underpins the importance of a well-crafted strategy supported by research, identified sources, and thorough commodity assessment. He cited the following in addition.
And it's not the first time we are participating as a government. If you look in the water sector, we are participating. We have nationalized water distribution and water production is us. And why did we do that? Because we have capacity and we have the skill set. But again, still, we are borrowing for water. We are still borrowing for water distribution and things like that. So it's not a bad idea. But you do have now to do a comparison in the sector that we have nationalized, like water, we have nationalized it. But can we nationalize diamond?
Social justice advocate Rinani Muthutwa has taken aim at the Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa administration, accusing it of abandoning its promise to expand social grants. According to Muthutwa, the government's inaction on hunger and poverty suggests it is offering nothing more than a political lip service.
That's the first thing that they should have done, basically. It's just to increase or expand on the what they would like to call conditional basic income grant. They should have expanded on that and made it universal to make sure that we tackle hunger that way. If nothing in that area is done, then there will be absolutely no immediate relief for the many struggling Namibians.
Herbert Yao has slammed the current housing and loan framework, warning that the system is rigged against ordinary citizens. The justice advocate criticized banks for dominating auctions and shutting out wage earners and urged authorities to introduce reforms that prioritize affordability and fairness for consumers.
In terms of housing and loans, it's currently geared towards benefiting the big banks and not the consumers. And that needs to radically change if we want to at least make some of these houses available to people on ordinary salaries.
You can find the interviews with economist Gabriel Erastes and activist Rinani Muthutwa and Herbert Jauch on futuremedianews.com.na. Reuters reports show that Africa is making significant strides towards local currency payment systems, a shift that promises to cut trade costs and reduce reliance on the US dollar. Spearheaded by the Pan-Africa Payments and Settlement Systems, the move is gaining traction across the continent, even as the US President Donald Trump threatens retaliation against nations reducing dollar use. Advocates urge the push isn't about geopolitics, but about lowering transaction costs and boosting intra-Africa trade. Reuters adds that the transition could save the continent up to $5 billion annually in hard currency. Here's the follow-up to our 6 a.m. News Bulletin's international story from our correspondent Nina Maria Potts, who reports that Iran is irresolute in asserting its right to self-defense. This follows Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian's declaration that the United States must receive a response for their aggression after U.S. airstrikes targeted three Iranian nuclear sites early yesterday morning. U.S. President Donald Trump defended these strikes, stating that they're essential to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
We're hearing that the Fordo site has not been completely destroyed, but it was severely damaged. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denying that this would turn into an open-ended conflict. He insisted President Trump had given him what he called a focused and powerful and clear mission. But hopes for a negotiated solution with Iran now look very unlikely, and this, of course, only days after President Trump said he would wait up to 2 weeks to give the diplomatic route a chance.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.